Welcome to the Colorado History Series presented by fourth grade students at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. Our fourth grade crew is studying Colorado's history, the impact of mining, and important people who have shaped our colorful state. Take a listen to how our fourth grade crew at GSES wants to share their learning and educate our community.
Hello, my name is William Henry Jackson. I was born on April 4th, 1843 in Cannesville, New York, and I died June 30th, 1942 in Denver, Colorado. When I was 15, I started working as a painter and a retoucher in a photographer studio. During my lifetime, I moved to Denver, Colorado to be a photographer. I am most famous for helping railroad engineers use my photographs to develop train routes through the Rocky Mountains. Something interesting about my life is I had a job when I was 15 as a photographer and as a painter, and I've been dead for 77 years and my art is still around today. I would like to be remembered as a man who took important photographs of Colorado. Did you know that I was a man that changed travel through the Rocky Mountains? And my art is still around alive today. As I've always thought, a picture can tell a story without any words.
Hello, my name is William Bitt. I was born on 1809 in St. Louis. When I was a teenager, I decided to leave St. Louis with my brother Charles and try fur trapping in the West. During my lifetime, I was building a fort for my wife, me, and for a lot of people. As a result, I was hired by the U.S. government to be a spy. I am most famous for my fort called Bent's Fort. Something interesting about my life is that my fort was used by soldiers and it is still around today for people to visit. I wanted to be known as the man who built a fort for a lot of people. Did you know that I talk more than 5 languages? As I have always said, never give up when you're doing something.
Hello, my name is Winfield Scott Stratton, and I was born in 1848 in the state of Indiana, and I died in 1902 in Colorado. I'm famous because I found a gold vein in Cripple Creek that was worth over $3 million. Something interesting about my life is that I was a carpenter before I became a gold miner. I would like to be remembered as a person that helped the poor and give away his mining fortune. As I have always said, be kind to others and give to others less fortunate.
Hello, my name is Al Woman. I was born on 1828 in Southern Colorado. When I was young, I was super adventurous and I loved the outside world. During my lifetime, I learned how to be a tribal leader from watching my dad, the chief. As a result, I showed the world that females can be leaders. I am most famous because I was a female leader and nobody cared about me, but I showed the world that women can be leaders. Something interesting about my life is I am a female leader and a peacekeeper. I would like to be remembered as a great leader who saved the lives of many Native Americans. Did you know I am the daughter of a famous chief? As I've always thought, females can have the right to be leaders of men.
Hello, my name is John Cleveland Osgood. I was born on March 6, 1851 and died on January 3, 1926. When I was young, my father died in 1859 at age 14. I was on my own working in an office. During my lifetime, I created the town of Redstone, Colorado, and employed about 15,000 people in the mining industry. I own the Redstone Mansion. As a result, I made coal mining more efficient. I am most famous because I created the town of Redstone in Colorado. Something interesting about my life is I was my company's president, but then I resigned. I would like to be remembered as the creator of a town. Did you know I partnered with another mining company to make 69,000 acres of mining land and creating over 15,000 jobs? If I has always thought, if you put your mind on something, you can always achieve your goal.
Hello, my name is Chipita. I was born on June 10th, 1843, and Conejo County, Colorado. I am famous because I was married to Chiefy Ray twice. Something interesting about my life is I solved the Ute Indians' problems. I would like to be remembered as helping the Ute Indian. Did you know I was a Ute Indian tribe leader? As I have always said, any woman can be a tribe leader no matter their age or how big or little you are.
Hello, my name is Stephen H. Lung. I was born 1784 in Hopkin, New Hampshire. When I was young, I lived in a small town and my dad knew George Washington, which helped shape my future as a leader. During my lifetime, I was a leader of survey teams and showed miners where to go mine with my maps. As a result, the rewards that I received was a mountain named after me. I am most famous for helping miners where to go mine. Something interesting about my life is that my dad knew George Washington because he was the assistant to the general. I would like to be remembered as an explorer of Colorado. Did you know that I was an inventor that helped create better steam locomotives? As I always said, give a helping hand to others.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Elementary School and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.